Welcome to episode 5 of Tree Speak on the Air. I'm Spirit.
I'm CSC.
And I'm Rudaka.
This episode, there'll be no BZ Power Report because Dr. Bionicle is absent. So we'll just jump right into the topics. First one is Piraka.com, the new website exclusively for the Piraka.
Well, I think it's pretty cool. There's not really much there. Not anything accurate, anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's well done.
Yeah.
I like the whole site setup. It was pretty nice. I mean, the only thing I didn't like was the wrapping. Not, otherwise, it was good.
The what? Oh, that. I actually didn't listen to that yet.
Well, better not to. That's my recommendation.
Well, I have this set up here right now. But no.
Also,
yeah, I think it's a pretty cool layout.
Well, to add to that, a couple of days ago, the countdown clock ended, and then the website updated, and now it's gone back to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know why they did that.
I don't think they meant to do that.
It might have been an accident. They could have accidentally erased the files for all the site content.
Hmm.
For that style, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's always an accident. They wouldn't just upload the old version instead. I mean, they wouldn't do that on purpose. Yeah, I like the new one anyway. It's all white.
Yeah, it's because every other version of the site has been black and stone, and change is good.
Yes, and I don't like dark skins, because they're really annoying.
Well, the white looks more reminiscent of, I don't know, Apple, iPod, I don't know, it just, that's what a lot of products have been doing recently, so I guess it only makes sense for Bionicle to try it out, too.
But well, it looks professional.
I think white's the new Voya Nui color, because the Doom Torn boxes, they're all white with little spots.
The Piraka cans are pretty white, too, so.
Oh.
Yeah. A new theme.
White.
I mean, yeah, Bionicle's been, like, black, but forever. Can't even see the boxes in the store. He's like, whoa, where's Bionicle? Oh yeah, it's over in that dark, shadowy place. And now it's like, oh, it's in that really bright, shiny place. It got better because it's glowing.
The story quite contrasts the whole white.
Yeah, from what I've heard of the reviews of Bionicle Legends 1, it's a lot darker now.
Yeah.
All the Piraka are very evil and very cruel.
And they smile.
Well, it's not a happy smile. It's like one of those creepy, cruel, and I'm trying to think of the right word here. I can't think of the right word, but it's creepy.
Shadowy, Makuta-ish.
Obviously creepy.
For lack of a better word, creepy.
So, what's our next topic?
The new Google ads, the ones with pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I bet this really nice chick on one of those dating sites. So I say,
Okay.
That was me.
No talking with that, Huntota. Remember, we're trying to keep this rated, like, as low as possible here. Yeah, but really. And, yeah, why do you have dating things up there?
We also have Make Your Own Forum and a Harry Potter quiz.
I found the Make Your Own Form ones quite, contradictory to the rules of BZ Power.
Yeah, I've also seen in the old Google ads, they're advertising for random forums.
Well, I
suppose they have to do it to keep the site alive.
Yeah.
I still think it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I know they can take sites off. Like, you can, like, choose which sites you can take off the Google ads, but they haven't yet.
Hmm.
So, because I've used Google ads before. For a short time, but I did indeed use them. But hey, we'll see. And also the yellow. I'm not sure what
the yellow. No, I think it's gone. But when it was there, it was such an eyesore. Just kind of was in your eyes.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm kind of used to it now, actually. Hey, it's not there, actually. Never mind. That's why I'm used to it. Yes, to me. Like, I don't mind the images too much. Like, it doesn't add that much time to the loading time. But still, I mean, it's quite a contrast. Especially the first time I saw it, I was like, whoa!
Well, somebody said somebody said he clicked through the different links on the ads and found some, offensive content on one of the websites linked through the dating site, or whatever it was.
Really?
Yeah. And the admins are just like, I forget what they said. They said something like, we're not removing the ads because we need to keep earning the money off of them, or something. I don't remember, but...
The moral of the story is, become a premium member.
I am a premium member. I still see them.
Well, if everyone became one.
I see what you mean. Actually, you know what? That'd be a good thing for premium members, to take off the ads. You know? That'd be a good feature. More people would become premium. Then they get more money.
And then they wouldn't have to have ads anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Which would take away the feature on Premiere. But that's okay.
What do you mean feature on Premiere?
I have a feature on Premiere.
See what?
Never mind. You confuse me too now.
I'm sorry. Alright, well, what's our next topic?
The 2006 Toa that were recently announced to be Jalar, Pali, Nuparu, Huki, Kongu, and Matoro.
Jalar is not said Jalar, it's said Jala, just so you know.
It's Yellow Toa.
I think, yeah, Yellow Toa will be cool. Whoever it is, just Yellow Toa will be cool.
I think it's just a prototype, because they all have the same mask.
They'll probably change something like that.
Also, have you seen Swift's topic in the Hot Topics list there? He brought some pretty good points about this. He said that they might not be drowning them. Is that, that's not really trustworthy.
Well, I hope it's not them, because like I said in a previous episode, who's going to take their job? They're really important people, and we need them on Metro Nui to do things.
I gotta admit, like, Matoro...
If you run in Matoro, there's, like, what? 1,000 other Matorian that we've got working on Metro Nui yet? Like, I mean, it's not like we need specifically Dala, Holly, and all those other different characters, right?
They're kind of like leaders for the Matorians, so if you take them away from the island, then it kind of starts to fall apart.
I don't think it would make that big of an impact. I mean, they're not that famous, really, when you consider Matorian. I mean, Holly's a chronicler, but otherwise, Jala's the captain of the guard, and otherwise, they're pretty much normal Matorian.
Well, not
I
really.
Mean, we just haven't seen what the other Matorian can do. I mean, we know who's a great Koli player, but we haven't seen, how many other Matorian.
Well, Matoro is the translator.
Yeah, so. No one's going to translate for Nuju anymore.
Nuju can learn to speak Matorian / English.
Actually, he knows already.
Well, I mean, he'll start speaking it again.
Well, someone pointed out that Kulis could just translate for him.
Kulis?
Well, Kulis is off saving other people in Rahi.
Is he? Oh.
He's not on Metro Nui anymore.
Oh. Huh.
All the Rahaga left, and Kitongu.
I feel so uninformed. Well, if you've read Bionicle Adventures 10, you find out that Vakama has a vision where he sees Krakua, who tells him that he's going to send 6 Toa on a mission that they're probably never going to come back from. So do you think that Jala and Ko are going to come back?
Yeah.
Obviously. They're okay to kill off all 6 Toa. Or Matoran. Because, like, people, like, leave Bionicle, they're like, oh, they all died? No, and, you know.
It's not like a TV show where you can just kill anybody off, and, well, I mean, people will still care, but people have grown much more attached to these characters than in some other shows or whatever, because they've been around for much longer. If we had a newer character, like, say, Lee Khan, we only knew him for that year, and then you killed him off. We didn't care as much a lot about Lee Khan, because we only knew him for about a year.
Yeah, it's like,
if you don't know the character for as long, it's easier to kill them off.
Hmm.
True. I want to see how Doom comes back. Doom sounds like a pretty cool guy.
Well, yeah, he is. The thing is that he's a little grumpy. Like, he gets mad at Jala once, I believe, and he's sometimes he's a little snappy, too. So, it's probably all that work on Metronui for thousands of years and digging all those little tunnels and...
Did he lose his memory when he was in the stasis pod?
The way he got out, I believe, is it fractured or something like that. I forget what exactly happened, but...
So is Doom actually in charge of, like, the camera and stuff?
Doom is in charge of Metronui, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, but the other Metronui tribes would go to Metru. Are they still in, like, leadership?
Well, the Metronui Turaga, they're like a council now. Mm. They all kind of, like, I don't know, vote or something on different issues or whatever, but they basically counsel Turaga Duma on the different things. But he is pretty much the leader still, yes.
Hmm.
I see.
Well, I'd like to at least see something bad happen to them, because it's kind of getting a little boring where all the Toa survive and they make it and they win.
Yeah,
like if they got tortured to Turaga or something, or got paralyzed, lost their memory, something bad happened to them. It kind of messed them up, but didn't die. That would be interesting.
Well, I do think we need to... if you want my opinion, I do think we need to kill off one of the characters that we care about. It may make people angry, but I think we need to do it. But, Voyanui, they've been... A lot of Matoran have been dying, too. From the virus.
Spoilers!
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm spoiling the book for you without warning you ahead of time, but please turn down the volume if you don't want to hear me say anything else, because I'm... It's basically the Matoran on Voyanui, the virus is basically... They have to obey the Paraka. It makes them obey the Paraka, basically like zombies. And when they trip and they fall, they don't reach out to grab themselves and stop themselves. No, they fall into the lava and sizzle and burn to a nice little crisp and are served on a platter for the Paraka.
Yeah.
So,
Wait, is the virus from the, Zammer spheres?
The virus comes from this large... green sphere that only Zoktan can get near. It's this weird sphere. The book doesn't say where it came from, but it contains this fluid, and they fill up the Zamor with this fluid and then shoot it through the Matoran and inject them with the virus.
Cool.
And so are the Paraka the only people who have Zamor launchers?
Greg has said that the 2006 Toa will have Zamor launchers as well, but you can fill up a Zamor launcher with anything that you want. Then it normally should be a fluid, but you can fill it up with a solid object as well. But the Paraka fill it up with the virus, and...
So you could, like, fill it up with water and have an awesome water...
Yeah,
like,
what you could do is, if you wanted to, you could fill it up with energized photodermis and shoot somebody and either mutate or destroy them.
Or Kai can, like, put a fire in one.
Yep, and you could shoot a fire, Zamor. And since some water in the Metronui world is corrosive, as we've learned, you could fill it up with corrosive water, and then basically corrode somebody with your water corrosive water Zamor.
Well, that's confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Palantir's really complicated. But it's fun.
So the next topic, continuing with our theme from last episode... is 2002. This is with the invasion of the Borax Worms, and at the end, the Toa become the Toa Nuva.
Yeah, well, it's pretty cool. I like the Borax. Except they're kind of round and chubby.
Well, they roll.
Yeah,
I like rolling them.
They're round and chubby.
Bowling them. It's fun. 2002 was the year I came into the Bionicle.
Really?
Up until then, I'd just been reading the comics. First, I thought they were Throwbots. And I actually read them.
I beat you then, Spirit. I've been with Bionicle seriously since the very beginning, so...
So, 2000.
Yep. Very beginning, ever since the first picture of Onua was released.
Of Onua?
Yeah, that was pretty much the first picture of Bionicle ever released. Onua.
Wait,
and
Tahu? Oh,
I'm pretty sure it was Onua.
Yeah, there was... Yeah, he was kind of like the... figurehead of Bionicle in 2001. Then they switched over to Tahu.
Anyways,
well, there were a lot of good sets that year. I mean, previous year, it was Toa, Saga, and Rahi. That year, there was Borok, and Exotoa, and Barag, and Voxors, and crazy things.
The Exotoa were cool. Too bad I never caught any. But
let's see. The box sword, that's crazy. It's so powerful.
Yeah, I never
like
thought
you can,
that
like, take out all the Toa with one box sword.
I liked Gadok and Gadok.
I almost bought them, but the store was sold out when I had the money.
Those would be good for mocking. Yeah, I have a friend who had Gadok and Gadok. They are really cool. Like, whoosh. Yeah, like,
do their necks move out like Borok?
No.
Oh.
No, it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like in those cartoons with those really long arm come out thing. Or something.
Sure.
Yeah, I can't really explain it, actually.
I'll just imagine it, then.
Okay. It's magic. Magic necks.
Well, how about the Toa Nuva? When I first saw them, I thought they were bad guys.
Yeah.
When I first saw them, from all the information that they were giving, basically what I understood is that, what I thought anyway, is that it was still the same characters, except that what it did is it, like, made them evil or something.
Yeah, because they were kind of hinting, like, are these heroes or villains? Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, they did still refer to them as the Toa, and they said they were still the same ones, but I thought, oh no, it made them evil! Whatever shall we do? And, well, yeah.
They weren't evil.
Well, in a way they were, you know, because they thought, oh, we're so powerful, and then they went against each other.
Yeah, that
like,
was kind of dumb.
All themselves.
Well, I liked the scenes where the Toa practiced against each other. I thought that was pretty cool.
Hmm. The whole comic where they're fighting each other, you know, like, patronizing each other. Didn't your Turok ever tell you not to run near me? Since I'm flying off into the sky.
In fact, in Bionicle Legends 1, Kopaka thinks and remembers about that scene in that comic.
Beating
about
Tahu.
When Tahu
Good
encircles
times.
Him with the lava cage.
Yeah.
Remembers about Tahu encircling the lava cage, so he figures it'd be easy to get out of a fire cage that Avok created. But little does he know.
Well, when it says living prison, what does that mean?
Basically, it changes however it needs to keep the person inside the cage in there.
That's
like, every
crazy.
Time Kopaka tries to use his ice to get out of the fire cage and basically freeze the fire, it gets hotter. So, the more he tries, the hotter it gets till basically it kills him. But, and it doesn't work on people from the outside, so if somebody from the outside breaks the cage, then you're okay. Then they can save Kopaka, but Kopaka can't do it himself from the inside.
Could he move something outside to crash into the cage or something, hypothetically?
It can't break. Like, if it's a fire cage, it can't really break. If it's a stone cage or something solid that could shatter, then maybe something like that, but it's really probably too strong for something like that. You'd have to use something elemental.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I'm kind of allergic to fire. You know, when I walk into it, I burn.
I have the same problem.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. Should probably get medicine for that.
Yeah, I bet Kopaka would be like that, too. Walks in a fire and boom, you know, he burns and everything. Yeah. Or melts. That's just plastic. That'd be funny, actually.
So, I suppose that ends the discussion part of the show. Okay, now is the first time we've ever had audio questions on TreeSpeak on the air.
Yeah, so I've never bothered to send it in before.
So I'm going to play them first, and then we'll answer the questions.
Hi, my name is Aredo on the BZP forum. I would like to ask a question. How would you pronounce the White Proctor's name without sounding as if you're swearing?
What is his name?
T-H-O-K. Thok, I guess. Just don't say it quickly.
Hey. What? Yok?
T-H-O-K.
Oh. Thok.
Just like sock, but Thok.
Yeah, so you just have to be careful, or else
you
get in trouble.
Yeah, I guess it does kind of sound like another word. Yeah, I never really thought of that, actually. But yeah.
Neither did I until I got the file.
You have to be careful to emphasize the O. Thok. Not
and the
th. Other. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of weird. I bet they never thought of that. If they did, well, be it too.
Next audio file.
Hey, this is Nakira. I was wondering, do you guys think they should make any more movies for Bionicle? Or do you think the ones that they've made so far are enough?
That's a good question, actually. I would think it'd be a good idea to make more. Like, I don't personally watch so much, but I think it'd be a good idea to continue with the thing.
Mm-hmm. Web of Shadows was really well done, but because we've already had two other movies before it, people don't really buy it, because it's a sequel, prequel thing.
Well, maybe since they've taken a year off, maybe people, you know, buy them more.
Greg said that the only reason they would ever do another Bionicle movie is either because A, Lego decided one was worth doing, or B, they found a company who would be interested in doing another one. Because the deal that they made with Miramax is done now, so they'd have to find another company.
Pixar would be cool.
Oh, and yeah. I doubt Pixar would ever sign up for Bionicle.
No, I don't think so. Not unless the story got a lot better. It was amazing, and they made novels out of it. I guess Bionicle became a lot more popular than they make movies for it with better companies.
Yes.
So, if they made some movies of the Bionicle books, like Time Trap, I mean, Greg's got some great movie substance right there.
Yeah, as I read them, I think, hey, that'd make a great movie or TV show or whatever.
Yeah. Well, just kind of to make that stuff, is anybody going to the Greg, are any of you going to the Greg F. book signing?
I'm not, and C just had to leave right now, out of goodbye. But we both live in Canada, so we couldn't make it anyway.
Okay. Well, for anybody who's going, just want to let you know I'll be there, so you can meet me, if you really care. But,
Last episode, we asked you, what award Bionicle Mask of Light won in the Saturn Awards? And the answer was, Best DVD Release in 2003. And the four members who got that answer right were Nukora, Kohaku, Nikira, and Lavicide Rahi. This week's question is, according to Bionicle Adventures 4, that's the Legends of Metronomic novelization, how do Nadiki and Kreka fly? So send in your answer. We'll announce your name on the show if you get it right. So that wraps up episode 5. I'm Spirit.
I'm Rudaka. And CST died.
I'm Jala, Captain of the Takuro Guard, and I approve this podcast.